Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, a lot of really good things are happening. Obviously, a lot of really bad things are happening as well. But now, hundreds and hundreds of mainstream news articles, London Telegraph, BBC, Washington Post, New York Times, Fox News. Why is Al-Qaeda commander dining secretly at the Pentagon? Why is Al-Qaeda, the core group, being armed? I mean, they admitted 4 weeks ago SAS was arming the rebels. Now the head of NATO rules out arming rebels, rules out ground invasion, says this isn't a war, the bombing, but that there will be some humanitarian troops they're looking at helping on the ground. Humanitarian bombing, humanitarian DU, humanitarian troops on the ground. We're going to be walking through that with Webster Griffin Tarpley, doctor of history, also a degreed economist, graduated, of course, top of his class from prestigious university, very intelligent guy, written the unauthorized biography on Obama 3 years ago that's proven to be the treatise on him, wrote the unauthorized biography on George Herbert Walker Bush. By the way, all those books are available at Infowars.com, discounted. But he's coming up in a few minutes. We're going to get back into what's happening at Fukushima. Low levels of radiation found in U.S. milk, San Francisco Chronicle, Associated Press, Wall Street Journal also reporting on it. Japan nuclear rescuers, inevitable, some of them may die. The head of the plant is in the hospital. Fukushima 50, death unavoidable. The Japanese government is saying it's going to be a lot more than the Fukushima 50, unfortunately. Radiation levels in seawater off Japan have now gone up to over 4,000 times safe levels. Japan nuclear crisis, even hospitals are refusing people from in and around Fukushima because of the higher levels of radiation on their bodies and clothing. Of course, when these people fly into the U.S., radiation detectors go off. Homeland Security says, come on in. In Japan, the doctors are like, I'm not going to treat you. You're so radioactive. Here, when they get out of the country and come here, it's like, come on in. They're also lying big time. The Food and Drug Administration is saying, well, there is some radiation in the milk, but it precipitates out in the large cows and then precipitates out in their udders and their mammary glands. They're now running around saying, well, that was radiation from a few weeks ago that got here. We think it's going to go down now. Well, the radiation that blew over here from a few weeks ago that's now gotten here and then gotten into the food chain, that's from the early leaks and the explosions. Now there's full meltdown at least reactor number two. It's melted out from a crack in the containment facility through into the ground. It's smoking up into the air. It could go completely Chernobyl. Mainstream news is reporting levels of radiation at least double Chernobyl. So what do you think's really going on here? It's incredible. And I just mentioned earlier that I was looking for potassium iodine for my family because the stuff I had was over 10 years old and you weren't supposed to, you know, if we needed to take it, we couldn't. And we found the third biggest manufacturer of the pills. They have the raw potassium iodine, 200 doses for an adult. That's 20 adults for 10 days. And we held back some until everything was shipped out to make sure that we had enough. We've got limited vials of potassium iodine in the original form that basically lasts forever. In the pills, it degrades. This, I've been told, basically lasts forever, kind of like honey lasts forever. They've gotten honey out of Egyptian tombs you can still eat. And we have a limited supply because they're out of them now. We bought a limited supply of these rad stickers that pick up the radiation levels. We're basically buying these for like $3 a piece and selling them for $5 because they're sold out, ladies and gentlemen. So again, we have a limited supply of these rad stickers. And this all started because I was looking for this for myself and found right under our nose in Texas, the only, place that had these. I mean, they are the exclusive distributor of the third largest brand of the pills, the only distributor of the raw potassium iodine out there, and the only U.S. distributor directly from the factory of the rad stickers, and we got a limited supply of those. I expect them to be gone in hours, if it's anything like a few weeks ago. And so this is it, because the rad stickers are sold out everywhere. From the supplier, the potassium iodine is sold out. Infowars.com. Or 888-253-3139. We're limiting these to five per person because the supplies are so limited and we wanted to get out to everybody. So again, 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com. We'll be right back with Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just 99 bucks. Spring into hell for just 99 bucks. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Aaron Dykes and I have spent the last 2 days in deep research, codifying all of our previous research and the latest developments, putting it into a detailed report. Al-Qaeda, 100% Pentagon run at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't real jihadi, al-Qaeda, psychopaths, criminals, dupes, miscreants, misfits, misguided loons that are attacking. But al-Qaeda, according to Brzezinski, who founded them in 79 under the Taliban, it is the name of a CIA database of jihadi fighters from all over the Middle East and Central Asia who then are funded and financed through spy handlers like Amir al-Awlaki, who was brought up in the U.S., Pentagon trained, secretly hanging out at the Pentagon, Associated Press, Fox News, Reuters. It's all there. So I wanted Webster Griffin Tarpley, who's been doing a stunning job and is the true omnibudsman of understanding this, to go through their history. And we'll take the whole hour if we have to. To go through their whole history, who they are, what they are. But yes, when they suicide bomb someone, it's real. Those guys believe in what they're doing. When they go into a CIA base in Pakistan and blow up a bunch of people, it's real. And you notice that guy last year that blew up a bunch of CIA people in Pakistan, he'd been one of their double agents. Many of them are trained, they're picked up in different areas of the world. They're taken to torture centers. Then they're recruited and put out as commanders. Reuters and others and BBC, it's just all over the news now, are reporting one of the main rebel leaders admits there's 1,000 al-Qaeda fighters under him and that he was picked up years ago and taken to a U.S. black site, ghost site, and then released. Many of these leaders, it turns out, were picked up, then released, and then go out as double agents to lead. The SWAT guy, it came out in the London Telegraph and BBC in 2006, a year after the 7/7 bombings, that he was the guy who ran the attacks, but then he was allowed to fly in and out of England to Africa and back. And when the lower level Scotland Yard wanted to arrest him, MI6 said, no, he's ours. The underwear bomber, brought on board the plane by the sharp-dressed man, didn't have to have a passport, didn't have to have anything. He got a visa from the U.S. When the visa office got in trouble, the Assistant Secretary of State, Mr. Kennedy, said, look, I was ordered by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency to give him a visa and help him get on the plane. Just as Kurt Haskell, the lawyer, and his wife who witnessed all this had said on this show first. Okay? Amaral Lackey, the CIA lackey, handling the Fort Hood shooter, handling the shoe bomber. On record, the government says it's him. And they won't release to Congress the hundreds of emails from him and the psychiatrist Hassan of Fort Hood infamy. It's just like the FBI, even mainstream news in the last year has admitted, you know, that the FBI, if you just type it into a search engine, FBI creating terror, FBI creating groups. And it's not even Muslims or Arabs. It's generally guys with Anglo last names or Hispanic or African Americans who get recruited into Islam in prison. And they don't go join some al-Qaeda group. The FBI comes as al-Qaeda, sets them up, gives them dummy bombs to create this perception of terror. So what the CIA and high-level Pentagon is doing is one level more sophisticated. Because I saw a comment, and we're going to Webster, but I want to preface this. I saw a comment on the PrisonPlanet.com version of the posting of Al-Qaeda 100% Pentagon Run by Rabbit2000, and he said, Alex, we're getting it in the pants from Al-Qaeda. And there's these other military guys saying, we know we're not allowed to catch him or capture him, and there's some truth to this, but why would the Pentagon want to have its own people killed? Don't they want to win? The Pentagon wins because it works for the offshore banks by funding the commanders of Al-Qaeda and other groups to attack as a pretext to go in and get the $500 billion a year in opium out of Afghanistan that went from 10% of world production of opium before the takeover in 2001 to over 93% now. You can type that in, you know, 90-plus percent of opium now coming out of Afghanistan, to the weapon sales, the pretext to destabilize Pakistan. I've had the former head of Pakistani intelligence on to break that down. When 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda, Cream, Times of London, Newsweek, Airlift of Evil, were captured 2001, 2002, they would be ordered to release them, pay them money, gold, the international currency, and fly them out on C-130s to Pakistan. Okay, and the media tried to spin it like it was Pakistan, but it was our own military doing it. This is how they're operating this. This is how the globalists get their wars. Their business is war. Remember, about 15 years ago, there was a famous case of a guy in Manhattan who ran an advertising and ran the biggest windshield repair shop. And he had a team of four guys who went out every night with ball-peen hammers and busted people's windshields. And then guess who had billboards and signs up? Get your windshield fixed for the lowest price. It's very simple. The globalist bankers want to take our liberties. They menace us with al-Qaeda. They want to overthrow Gaddafi. They put in al-Qaeda. They want to overthrow the Serbs. Say it's humanitarian. When the Serbs fight back, they bring in al-Qaeda. They want to get the Russians to start a war with them. Bring in al-Qaeda, 1979. The media tells you that, you know, we got involved in 82. So Webster Tarpley is going to break this down for you from the history right through what's happening today to understand what's going on here. Webster, you, of course, have authored the seminal book that, again, when I read it 5 years ago, when it came out, I'd already separately, the reason I could confirm it was all so accurate and took me to another level, though, and taught me something, was separately, I'd seen all this in government documents that are public, mainstream news, all there, but never put together in one place like 9/11 synthetic terror made in the USA, and the former head of German intelligence, Andres von Bülow, and former minister of research and technology, said 9/11 synthetic terror is brilliantly and most sovereignly written. One can't stop reading. Webster delivers a devastating judgment. Congratulations. I endorse it wholeheartedly. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on with the people that endorse this book. And so I certainly hope you get it at InfoWars.com. But regardless, it is a treatise. It is written very scholarly. But if you read this, you'll understand everything. Okay? And we tried to boil it down in the 9.5-minute video with documents the entire time. Al-Qaeda, 100% Pentagon run. And that's an oversimplification. But the point is, it's globalist rogue network run through the rogue networks in Israeli Mossad, in British MI6, in U.S. intelligence, in Saudi intelligence. So, Webster, you've got the floor for the rest of this segment and the next, and I've got questions. Then I want to go into what's currently happening and the larger strategy here. But do you concur with the analysis I just laid out?
Oh, yes, by all means. There's just one thing to point out, though, because people find it confusing. There has been a change. There's been a shift, and it's this. Al-Qaeda is exactly what you say. Under Bush, Cheney, and the neocons, Al-Qaeda was a reason to bomb and invade countries with the idea that, for example, if you have Zarqawi, right? Zarqawi was a guy who was in an enclave of Iraq that was not controlled by Saddam Hussein. It was defended. It was the so-called Ansar group. The U.S. Air cover, the no-fly zone, protected him. And at a certain point in 2004, I believe it was, when the credibility of bin Laden was getting shot up by various British documentaries and others, Zarqawi comes out and says, I am the supporter of bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, and I pledge eternal loyalty. And this was a godsend for U.S. propaganda because it was allowed the U.S. to say, aha, you see, Bush was right all along. Al-Qaeda is in Iraq. And, of course, what those people did then inside Iraq was that they went out and killed a great number of Shiites to get a civil war going to split the population so there would not be a united front against the U.S. forces. So Bush Cheney would say, if Al-Qaeda is there, we can bomb them, we can invade them. Now, in the case of Obama, with the new Brzezinski strategy, which is different, with Obama, you see, Al-Qaeda becomes your infantry. It becomes the U.S. ground forces. The idea, I guess,
it goes back to its inception under Brzezinski, and you predicted three years ago this would be the change in strategy.
It's gone back to what it was at the beginning. When Brzezinski and Robert Gates, the current boss of the Pentagon, when Robert Gates was deputy director of the CIA, as he more or less tells us in his memoirs, he said, we considered creating a CIA Arab Legion to go fight the Soviets in Afghanistan, but then we decided not to. Well, unfortunately, he decided to do it, or he and others. So today, the idea is the United States is so poor, so overstretched, right? We're suffering from imperial overstretch. We can't have an invading force, or these characters would rather not have an invading force. So they say, we'll provide air cover, and the ground forces, the ground troops, our divisions, in effect, our infantry, will be this Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, meaning the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, which is an older terrorist organization, which was then sheep-dipped into Al-Qaeda. They declared themselves part of Al-Qaeda, I believe, in 2007. It was announced by Ayman Zawahiri, the reputed MI6 double agent who essentially runs the show there with this bin Laden who may or may not be there, this troop of actors, whatever it is. So that's the difference. It used to be that Al-Qaeda was something that you would bomb and strafe and invade and try to kill and use to create a civil war. But in this case, it's slightly different because now the air support comes in on the side of Al-Qaeda. And with that, though, you've got a tremendous contradiction because in Obama's speech the other night, Obama said, well, I want to salute the American military because they're going after Al-Qaeda all across the globe. Well, no, not in Libya where you're arming them and financing them and providing air support, and not in Yemen, because the group that's trying to overthrow the government of Yemen are basically people who have been recycled through the Guantanamo Bay concentration camp. They've been sent in there. In particular, the head of it is a guy called Shiri, S-H-I-H-R-I, is a Saudi who is in Guantanamo Bay camp there, and they sent him back to create Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP. And as you mentioned, our dear friend Al-Laki, the CIA lackey, has been transferred over there. And Al-Laki, the CIA lackey, is just
so they've got the Muslim brigade commander now in place. after doing great jobs here in America for them, especially at Fort Hood. I'm sure he's gotten medals with those dinners with the Secretary of the Army. We'll be right back on the other side of this break to continue to break down this key information with Webster Griffin Tarpley.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Okay, Webster, you were getting to Al-Qaeda Pentagon commander Amiral Awlaki, who's run the attacks to help give us the naked body scanners, who's helped attack the troops on record, runs all the attacks so they can bring in their tyranny. They've now deployed one of their top ringwraiths to the area. Adam Gadon, the grandson of the former head of ADL, who was arrested for beating up Arabs in Southern California before he grew a big beard and makes these announcements, always concurring with the new invasion. He's running around. So you were getting into Amiral Awlaki, the CIA commander.
Well, these are double agents. I think both the two mentioned, Adam the American, so-called, and Al Laki the CIA lackey. These are our double agents, and these are the leadership people. You were talking about Al Qaeda before as the database, right? And certainly from the Pentagon point of view, and again, it's not the whole Pentagon. It's the people inside the Pentagon who are part of that Wall Street private network, that rogue network, that invisible government that's been there since Grover Cleveland surrendered to J.P. Morgan back in 1895. It's not the average military officer is going to be a victim of this stuff. Those are the people that you were mentioning before. So from the point of view, though, of the let's say the CIA terrorist controller, better yet, or special forces guys or something like this, it's a database. But in terms of the social process that you see sociologically, it's a pool. It's a milieu, right? It's where people go and can be found. It's in cafes or on the internet. And who are these people, right? You were mentioning before. They're fanatics. They're psychotics. They're dupes. They're misfits. They're mercenaries. Some of them do it for money. Some of them are part of a criminal enterprise. They're common criminals. Some of them are mental deficient. Those are quite common in
these groups. They're a chaos league.
Right? But in the middle of all this are the double agents. And the double agents are the ones who tend then to become the leadership figures because they have the outside support, and the outside support can shape the environment so that these double agents get more power. So the average person, the average rank and file member of Al Qaeda, maybe a fanatic or a dupe or a misfit or a psychotic, he may not know that he's actually working for the U.S. He thinks he's working for some religious cause.
And the ongoing Pentagon bombings in North Africa, in Yemen, in Pakistan, Iraq, Afghanistan, killing whole weddings, that's also a good way to create, quote, Al-Qaeda, i.e. anybody that resists. When they go to join Al-Qaeda, they come into double agent midst to then be directed against the West as a pretext for the defense spending and the new wars. But now the shift back to the 1980s model of also using them as a secret army brigade.
Right. So this is the situation we now have. I mean, the news from the last few days, you've probably gone through it. On Saturday, we have the London Daily Telegraph repeating an article from Il Sole 24 Ore, the main Italian business newspaper. This is actually quite remarkable. Il Sole of Milan, sort of like the Wall Street Journal, sends a reporter to Darna, and Darna is the city about halfway between Benghazi and Tobruk, the rebel heartland, where these anti-Gaddafi people are very strong.
The number one recruiting zone of Al-Qaeda worldwide.
The world capital of terrorism per capita. In other words, 50 or 60,000 people and about one fighter, one jihadi, one mujahid sent to Iraq or Afghanistan per 1,000 population, beating in absolute numbers, sending more terrorists than Riyadh, which is Saudi Arabia, 4 to 5 million people. This little town of 50,000-60,000 sends more people over there. 85% of them are suicide bombers. And it turns out now that the commander of the town, Hasidi, is this former U.S. POW. He's a former possible Guantanamo Bay inmate, because nobody knows. He says he was not in Guantanamo. He says he was held in a secret prison in Pakistan, but the Libyan government says he was held in Guantanamo, and that could indeed be accurate. And the Italian reporter goes to meet this guy and takes his picture, and the guy says, I sent 25 fighters to go kill the U.S. and NATO in Afghanistan and Iraq. And this is now the person, they want to give them modern weapons. They want to give them a cut of the $32 billion in frozen assets. They want to give them future oil revenue. This is absolute insanity. And indeed, governments around the world, I think there are some cables going into the State Department. Governments around the world, I think, are going to ask the United States, we demand explanations. What in God's name do you think you're doing funding this group of wild, crazy, destructive, sociopathic terrorists? And giving them a big chunk of the southern coast of the Mediterranean, this area of Cyrenaica. The other thing that supplements Al-Qaeda in this case is the presence of the tribes, because this is a tribal society. Now, there was a monarchy there, and the tribes that benefited from the monarchy were the Harabi and the Obeidat.
Stay there. Break down the regional situation. Let's look into a wider view of why the globalists are doing this and how we stop it. We'll also briefly look at the economy with Webster Griffin Tarr. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. GCNLive.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Mr. Griffin Tarpley is our guest for another segment. Then I'm going to shift gears into financial news as well as looking at healthcare news and the hundreds of thousands dying a year of bad drug interactions, the adulteration of the food, a whole set of subjects. We've got a guest joining us to cover. But I wanted, while we have Doctor of History Webster Griffin Tarpley, expert on Al-Qaeda, on with us, and over the years it just gets completely proven that he's absolutely right, that we've been right. I wanted to read, and it's somewhat lengthy, and then I wanted Webster to respond to this. A commenter who was on PrisonPlanet.com in the article titled Al-Qaeda 100% Pentagon Run, or I should say birthed, you know, commanded, created. That's where it started, out of the Pentagon, when Gates was there back in 79, 80. Now, this is Rabbit2000 says, sadly, with headlines like this, and the headline again was Al-Qaeda 100% Pentagon Run, sadly, with headlines like this, AJ will never advance any further with his media efforts or following than he has right now. Really, we're just exponentially exploding, being hardcore, not mincing words, pal. The worst thing is there's a lot of truth to this, but to make a blanket statement like this is official company policy at Langley is insane. Well, the real secret policy is, not the public policy or not what low-level compartmentalized people are given, Bob. It isn't like the CIA has been bloodless in all of this. Folks, they publicly now ship the opium out and put it on Fox News and say it's good. They've got to ship the opium out or Al-Qaeda will get it. The Al-Qaeda fighters, CIA is supposedly running as agents, and managed to do some real heavy damage in blood to CIA officers in at least a couple of very high-profile operations in Afghanistan against them. You mean when one of the brainwashed fighters sees through it and then attacks? There's been a few cases of that. Again, this is so incredible. If you go back to strategy 2,000-plus years ago with Alexander the Great, he would send in a small force to draw out the main force of the enemy into an area that geographically supported Alexander's main forces. I mean, it's called a gambit. You sacrifice a pawn. It's in chess that the Persians invented 3,000 years ago or more. They can debate. Some say northern Indians developed it. Same area. The point is that you sacrifice the pawn to make your enemy come out in a phalanx that you are going to basically pincer attack. You ever played chess, ladies and gentlemen? You got to think 10, 15, 20 moves ahead. That's what's going on here. And see, those of you in the military going, well, I know we're not allowed to catch them and they're protected and they're always hanging out at U.S. military bases. And when we do catch them, we got to release them. And sure, they're telling us Al-Qaeda's good now, you know, in these overthrows or in these rebel actions, but the Pentagon's fighting them. I mean, the Pentagon wants to win. No, they don't want to win. They are winning by being able to be in these regions and control these oil and opium resources and use it as a reason to take our liberties. This poor guy, you know, he's nice, but he's not getting it. It isn't like the CIA has been bloodless in all of this. The Al-Qaeda fighters and CIA supposedly running as agents have managed to do some real heavy damage. Well, yeah, Alexander the Great might send in 300 horsemen, and then to draw out his enemy, knowing they're all going to get wiped out, that's warfare. Of course there's going to be real killing. Of course they have been caught, MI6, having their guys dressed up as Shia, as Sunnis, shooting Shiites to get that stirred up as a pretext to stay in Iraq and to destabilize both sides and divide and conquer. Of course troops are going to get killed. They're staging and triggering the wars. They've got patsies working under them. So the CIA's controlled fighters are fighting their own controllers and murdering agents in cheap ambushes? Is that it? Well, if that's the case, the CIA is far greater disarray than I've been led to believe. Disarray? Global domination, pal. Additionally, it makes no sense that the Pentagon would, as an institution, no, it's the leadership, follow anything like this. Well, the whole Pentagon didn't lie about WMDs. A special office of special plans was set up to lie and then, quote, fix the intelligence as the White House and Downing Street memo show. Wasn't the whole Pentagon, not the secretary, not some army captain in logistics. Additionally, it makes no sense the Pentagon would, as an institution, follow anything like this policy. They are taking it right in the shorts, or far worse than any of the other organizations on Earth, from these jihadi fighters. You mean how they let the troops use DU, that's a slow death? You mean how they sign secret deals to steal their death benefits, Bloomberg reported? You mean, oh, they don't want to hurt the troops? They could care less. Kissinger called them dumb animals. Now we're supposed to accept that the Pentagon as a whole is actually running their own worst and most lethal enemy. Well, that's... they are running them. It's public. Come on. It's laughable. But this doesn't mean it passes the laughing test. And then he goes on. Webster responding to Rabbit 2000. Can you explain full spectrum dominance, how the criminal cartels have to create the enemy through their controllers and their ground troops don't know and our ground troops don't know that this is part of the pretext to control both sides?
Well, I would just direct his attention to what's happening in Libya. First of all, you cannot pitch what your analysis is to U.S. public opinion, because U.S. public opinion is manipulated, it's practically brainwashed, and it's often wrong. So this doesn't matter. You got to look at the evidence. Now, we just had Admiral Stavridis, the NATO commander, the U.S. admiral who's the NATO commander of all the NATO armed forces, and he testified at the Senate Armed Services Committee and said, "We see flickers of al-Qaeda, flickers. Admiral, go and look in the POW, prisoner of war records of your own commands, and you will find that Hasidi, the commander of the rebels in the city of Darna, one of the top half dozen cities of this rebellion, was at one time your prisoner of war. He was a terrorist captured near Peshawar in Pakistan. Or if you can't do that, why don't you pick up the London Daily Telegraph or get somebody to give you a version of this Il Sole article, which is the original one."
Alaki is at the Pentagon getting orders.
Yeah, maybe they met for lunch. Hillary says we have no 100% insight into this. Well, in that case, you better back off then, shouldn't you? It seems to me that this is going to become a huge issue now, and it's good that you're out in front on it. I see this issue of the U.S. supporting al-Qaeda in Libya out of this awful opportunism, right? Because that's what it is. It's the idea that you can somehow control the outcome. What they've forgotten is the Frankenstein monster principle. You create these covert operations, you think you can control them, and sometimes you can't. I mean, if you look at the story of Lenin, or to some degree the story of Hitler, these are, each in its own way, covert operations that escaped from control and turned against the people that had fomented them at the beginning. But now I see inside the United States, this has been on all the cable networks. Hannity is going with it. MSNBC is having to respond to it. And the Russian foreign minister, Lavrov, has made, an important turn towards a sharper criticism of what's going on there after having been in a kind of a fence-sitting position for a while. It seems to me this is going to become a big issue. How do you go into northern Pakistan and kill people with Predator drones and attack wedding parties with the idea that you're attacking al-Qaeda when you're also embracing, arming, financing, and indeed defending with propaganda al-Qaeda in Libya? How do you go to other places around the world and accuse people of being al-Qaeda? As Obama said, we're going after al-Qaeda everywhere, not in Libya, not in Yemen. The mother of al-Qaeda, the little bit of the history of it, the mother organization is this Muslim Brotherhood. Back in the 1920s, the British saw in Egypt that there were strong anti-colonial, anti-imperialist, pro-national, nationalist tendencies in the Waft Party, which was the main political party in Egypt. So they created a brand of very benighted Muslim fundamentalism, which essentially was the rejection of modernity. It was extremism. It was a radical rejection of modern technology, modern institutions, and the modern world. And that's the Muslim Brotherhood, and that comes from the 1920s.
Which is what the globalists want, so that these highly advanced societies that invented mathematics and writing, they can never get on their feet and be independent. This is a war against civilization.
Exactly. These are obscurantists. They're anti-science. They're anti-intellectual and all this. Today, the Muslim Brotherhood exists as a British kind of Freemasonry. It's a British masonry which appeals to doctors, lawyers, professors. But in those poor societies, doctors, lawyers, professors often have a very oligarchical mentality, right? They think that they're some kind of elite or patricians, rather different from what we have here, where these people are not so different socially.
They're like a milk nobility.
Okay, yeah, something like that. They have, you know, pretenses, right? They believe they should rule. Well, out of that, right, you spin off out of that, the second or third generation of that, then can become people who are interested in violence. Notice that the al-Qaeda ideology is perfect. It's made to order. The al-Qaeda ideology says all existing Arab states, all existing Muslim states are illegitimate. They shouldn't be there because they're not the caliphate. So therefore, whatever it is, if it's Libya, Algeria, Egypt, Jordan, doesn't matter, they're not the caliphate. Therefore, they have to go down. So that's, it's a perfect way to have a, an international movement, and these are indeed international deployments, as we see from this Hasidi. He goes from Lebanon to Syria and then to Iraq or to Afghanistan. It's a perfect way to get a armed movement going against the existing government. Now, in Egypt, it was the golden youth in the square, right? The upper middle class kids who were interested in Facebook and Twitter that were the main forces.
Same thing in Iran 2.5 years ago.
Exactly. And of course there it didn't work. But then when they needed more numbers, they would bring in the Muslim Brotherhood for the big demonstrations. But then, as we see in Libya, if the regime fights back and uses military force against military force, because those guys in Egypt, those demonstrators, they were violent from the beginning. They were lynching policemen. They were burning down the party headquarters, killing people with arson and God knows what.
Well, it's the same thing in Libya, and we don't like Gaddafi. The point is he's not the globalist pick, so he's better than them. They were attacking. They had armored vehicles. They were attacking government buildings, and our media called them protesters.
Right, and the very important thing to see, these two tribes that I mentioned, the tribes that are the basis of this Libyan Islamic fighting group and of al-Qaeda, the Harabi and the Obeidat, they're racists. There's a tribal group in the southwest corner of Libya called the Fezzan, and they are either black or very dark. And at the beginning of the rebellion, you heard this propaganda line that everybody who was black in Libya was a mercenary brought in by Gaddafi to fight against these wonderful rebels. So that meant that if you were from Chad or Mali or Somalia or Eritrea, you were going to be lynched. And they lynched a lot of people. They massacred, I read stories, 50, 60 people in a factory run by a Turk. They were from Chad. The rebels came in, killed them all. You never heard a word about that. These are people who are racist, and this it extends to the black and dark tribes of southwest Libya, again, the so-called Fezzan. If that rebel army ever got into western Libya, the Harabi and the Obeidat would start killing the Qaddafi, that's Qaddafi's tribe, the Megrahi, or another important tribe, the Wafala, and the Fezzan. So there would be genocide. So the UN resolution says we're protecting civilians, and it would actually turn out to be genocide. Interesting story. The woman on the weekend who claimed she was raped, Obeidi. Well, you look at her name. She's Obeidi. What does that mean? It means she's from the Obeidat tribe. And the Obeidat tribe is an elite group inside the Harabi, the Obeidat. So therefore, we have to ask ourselves, what is the story of this woman who comes forward claiming she was raped, and she is from the Obeidi. Is she not perhaps a Jessica Lynch? Is she not another Kuwait incubator babies? Is she not another Neda?
By the way, our media is saying these rebels are like George Washington and are the most loving people, but it's admitted, buried in all the news, that they're just grabbing people they don't know or people they had scores with, lining them up and shooting them.
Absolutely.
And the media's like, and then Egypt last week banned all protests. The media's like, that's freedom. Yes. Yes, tyranny is good, and al-Qaeda is good. And we're like, no, tyranny's bad, al-Qaeda's bad. And they're like, shut up, you're un-American.
Yeah, these are not the singing tomorrows of democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. This is brutal, cynical, imperialist, colonialist power politics. And the rebels in Libya are simply the ground forces of imperialism, of NATO. And in the middle of them, a lot of them are, you know, young people from the Harabi tribe and the Obeidat tribe who hate Gaddafi. But in the middle of it is al-Qaeda. Now, the reason that the Harabi and the Obeidat hate the other group, when there was the monarchy, this area of Cyrenaica, right, when the Italians were there, there was something called the Senussi Order, and the Senussi Order are obscurantists. They're kind of like the Muslim Brotherhood. And they were fighting the Italians, and they got into cahoots with the British, of course, obviously. So that after the fall of Mussolini, after World War II, when the British took over the area, the British installed King Idris, who was from this Harabi, Obeidat, and Senussi Order. And they were the ruling class.
And the British still think they own Iran, that they had the same story. They still think that Libya is theirs, and that's why we saw the British Foreign Ministry a month ago say that Gaddafi had fled to Venezuela and that he was strafing crowds.
Right.
All of that turned out to not be true, but it's fun to be conned again.
Right. So the idea is that the tribes of this Benghazi, Darna, Tobruk area are monarchists. They're not interested in democracy. They have the flag they use is the monarchist flag. And there are pretenders to the throne. There are descendants of King Idris who want to go back and be king. And that's
all right, Webster, we're almost out of time. Great job, Tarpley.net. In the minute we've got left, how do you see this unfolding? Not how you want to see it. Right now, the way the cards are being played, it looks like this thing is not going too well. Gaddafi's been repulsing the latest attacks.
Right.
Now they've got troops off the coast. They're saying we may invade, but it's not a ground war. It'll be humanitarian backup.
Right. Well, we know that there have been special forces from the U.S., the British, and the French have been there for more than a month, delivered by a ship. Some of the Dutch ones were captured. Some of the British ones were captured. Obama, we now have this order from Obama saying that the CIA and the special forces can go in. It's rather late in the day. I think it's going to be likely that you're going to see some kind of an invasion by NATO with the U.S. in the lead that will violate the U.N. resolution, which forbids boots on the ground. Of course, the U.N. resolution also forbids bringing in weapons. The U.S. has been smuggling in weapons with the help of the Egyptian junta for probably a month or more also.
And that's why they had to bring down Egypt first, because Mubarak wasn't going along with this, as you said a month ago.
Right. And remember, Gaddafi, last October, Gaddafi kicked out the Western oil companies and brought in the Chinese, the Russians, and let the Italians stay.
Well, Webster,
Gaddafi,
we're out of time.
Some positive points.
We're out of time. We'll have you up very soon. Thank you for the time. We appreciate you.
Soon.
All right, GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, Infowars.com, Tarpley.net. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We'll be right back.
This radio broadcast is all about empowering people with knowledge. And 2 months ago, I had Dr. Joel Wallach on for an hour. We had a lot of requests to have him back on. He's a syndicated radio host of course, Dead Doctors Don't Lie for, 15, 16 years. He's been out there. He, of course, is a veterinarian, and he also holds a, I'll just go over his bio here. He's published numerous books on dietary deficiencies as being one of the main causes of all these increased illnesses and their results and effects. Dr. Wallach conducts approximately 300 lectures annually to overflowing and enthusiastic audiences all over the world. He sold over 40 million cassette CDs before the internet even got big, which recordings on the lecture Dead Doctors Don't Lie. He obtained a Bachelor's of Science in Agriculture from the University of Missouri in 62 with a major in animal husbandry, nutrition, and minor in field crops and soils. That's why he learned about the soils being depleted, which is now admitted. In 64, he was awarded the doctorate in veterinarian medicine, also from the University of Missouri. Thereafter, he completed a 3-year postdoctoral fellowship at the Center for Biology and Nutritional Systems at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. In 82, he obtained a doctorate in naturopathic medicine from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon. And, of course, the site where we promote his incredible information is InfoWarsTeam.com, InfoWarsTeam.com. He'll be with us till about 45 after next hour. Then I'm going to blitz through financial news, NATO news, the latest on the meltdown reactor, full meltdown. Will it explode like Chernobyl is the question at Fukushima number 2. But Dr. Doug Wallach, I got a lot of questions for you. I mean, not just looking at the dietary deficiencies, because they say you need 40 plus minerals, but the products you've developed that we carry at InfoWarsTeam.com, like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, they have over 90 minerals. And I remember separately reading mainline studies years ago that if you don't have these other trace minerals and things, your body then can't fully access the 40 or so that they say is all that you need. It's those trace minerals, trace elements. And I want to go over some of the things that we know. Because here's the deal. I've seen the real statistics. Overall, life expectancy has gone down until the 20s and 30s or so. Around a third in the West of children died by the age of 5. So infant mortality did get better. But if you average out infant mortality, people were living over 84 years on average. Now men, they just downgraded to, 73 years. Women, 75 to 76 years. It varies every year. So people say, oh, there's not poison in the food and water. The soils aren't, debilitated because people are living longer. Well, that's not really true. If you go to an old cemetery, in many cases, more than a third are children, are babies. So, yes, those developments in regular medicine has gotten better. So those numbers are averaged out, but you are averaged in. But you take them out, life expectancy is going down. And I want to talk about why that's happening, because from your research, which I work for, a large animal and a small animal vet, they were obsessed. One of them, top of his class, A&M. They were obsessed with minerals, and that was always minerals, minerals, minerals for your cows, horses, pigs, ducks, everything. Minerals, 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 being able to have them healthier, live longer, all the studies about cows, they don't have the right minerals, freezing to death easier when they shouldn't. I mean, you know all this. Explain this to people. But do you concur with my analysis on life expectancy?
Well, Alex, you hit the nail right on the head. In 1990, America ranked 17th in the world in longevity, and at that time we're actually spending more money for healthcare than all the other 200-plus nations on Earth. And today we rank 50th, and we're still spending more money for healthcare than all the other 200-plus nations on Earth. And kind of a fun one is a medical doctor is back in 1993 when I came out with the original audio cassette tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, lived to be an average of 58. Today, medical doctors live to be 56. I'm talking about primary care physicians and family doctors. And in 2004, the Forbes magazine did a survey on billionaires.
Tell you what, I just introduced you. I want you, you'll have the floor when we come back for 45 minutes. I want to go through all of this. This is so important, folks, and they don't want you to know this information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.